Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Good morning and thank you for being here. I'm Lieutenant Courtney White, that's spelled C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y, last name W-H-I-T-E, and I am the Chief of Staff for the Arlington Police Department. We want to provide our community with an update in reference to an officer-involved shooting that occurred on late last night in an apartment complex in the 1400 block of Lamar Boulevard. At approximately 9:01, our officers were dispatched to a suspicious person call in the apartment complex. The caller reported seeing an unknown male looking into vehicles and also reported that they believed that that male had a firearm. Two of our officers arrived at the complex at 9:11 p.m. They quickly located the male, who was lying on his back on the hood of one of the vehicles. The officers shined their flashlights on him and announced themselves multiple times and asked what was going on. The male sat up, and at which point officers noticed he had a handgun on his side. The officers began giving commands for him to show his hands. Instead, the male retrieved the handgun from his side and raised it at our officers. Both officers fired their service weapons multiple times, striking the male. Following the shooting, officers did provide first aid to the male until paramedics arrived on scene. The man was transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced deceased due to his injuries. No officers were injured during this incident. As standard, whenever one of our officers fire their service weapons, there will be two investigations occurring at the same time. The first is the criminal investigation, which will be led by our homicide unit, and they will look at the entire incident as a whole. The second investigation will be led by our internal affairs team, which will determine if officers followed department policies and procedures during the incident. Per our department policy, both officers have been placed on administrative leave. We will not be releasing their names at this time. Both officers are male. One has been with the department for 6 years, and the other one has been with the department for a little over a year. The Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office will release the man's name. We can tell you he is 34 years of age, and our department has dealt with him in the past for theft, criminal trespass, and public intoxication. And at that time, I will open it up for questions.
What's Arlington Police's department policy for people with handguns? What is that they're trained for response to that if the suspect has a gun on them?
If a suspect, you're asking just simply someone having a firearm on them, or you're asking
if they have the weapon and but they haven't shot it, if they point it at them, that means that deadly force will be used.
Okay, so this was a deadly force situation. This male, unfortunately, did raise his firearm at our officers who had identified themselves multiple times. And in return, those officers did fire their service weapons. I do not know if the male did fire his firearm. However, he did point it and raise it at our officers. So these officers are trained in deadly force due to the fact that this is a deadly force situation. Now, if you're asking for a copy of our...
That's good.
Okay. All right.
That's great.
Lieutenant, you said the department's familiar with this individual, dealt with him in the past. Do you know, would you say he's homeless, or did he reside in that apartment complex?
I don't know if he resided or actually had an apartment inside the complex. However, we have discovered that he does have family members, relatives that live at the location. So that could be why he was there.
The offenses you mentioned, I think you said theft, criminal trespass, none involving a firearm like this, correct?
No, from my understanding, it's just theft, criminal trespass, and at some point we did deal with him in 2022 for some mental health issues, but I'm not familiar with that case.
Was there any indication that he broke into any of the cars last night?
No, there's no indication that he broke into the cars. However, this is still preliminary, and that's what our investigators are doing. It's daylight. They're canvassing the area, checking for surveillance cameras to just determine what led up to this incident.
Have your officers seen an increase of just people with handguns now that there's no, you don't need a license to buy one, to purchase one?
We actually are seeing an increase in firearms just nationwide. People are carrying firearms, and obviously our officers are trained to de-escalate situations because it's nobody's desire to want to come to work and have to deal with a deadly force situation. It's just unfortunately that due to the subject's actions that it led to this, I believe that the officers did everything that they could. They called out to this subject. They identified this subject. They gave him multiple commands to raise his hands, and he chose not to do so.
Seems like a very tense ordeal for the officers involved, and they had information that he was possibly armed. How much time would you say elapsed from the time they encountered him lying on this vehicle to when they had to fire the weapons?
I don't know how much exact time from the time that when they encountered him lying on the vehicle to when they fired their weapons, but I can tell you it was fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm. I believe it was within 2 minutes of them arriving and finding him.
Mm-hmm. Were you guys releasing the video?
Yes. So we'll probably release the video sometime next week, and then that's when Chief will stand before you guys, as he always does, and speak on the incident, and you guys will be able to see the officer's body camera and dash cam video. And we'll send something out to notify you guys ahead of time when that will occur.
Are both officers male, female?
Both officers are male. One has been with the department for 6 years, and one has been with the department for a little over a year.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.